What everybody knew is all your problems would be solved if Jesus showed up. So Jesus showed up to John. But you know what his message was in chapter 1? Everywhere Jesus went, everywhere he was, whenever he was there, the presence of death and disease and despair is no more. But John had only known him when he could only do that in one place at a time. But you see what Revelation is about now? The unlimited power of Christ was now unleashed everywhere. Jesus had promised, "Lo, I am with you always." But I think John just needed a reminder that that meant it's me now. And that's what the encouragement of the book of Revelation is about, that Jesus is now available, not just to John and Patmos, and not just to, you know, Polycarp as he's dying in Smyrna, and not just to those that were under Diocletian's horrific martyrdom time, but for me, when I'm going to work. You know, Mark said in first hour he had some awful bosses. Boy, I remember when I was a professional pharmaceutical salesman for years, when I was working my way through seminary, the party animal bosses we had that just lived for everything that we didn't live for. And you know what the Lord says? I want you to have the boldness to live me. To be, look what it says in verse 20 of chapter 1. "The mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, the seven golden lampstands, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands which you saw are the seven churches." Do you know what that means? The golden lampstands are a reminder that you and I are extensions of Jesus Christ to be little lights in this dark world. He is the light of the world, and he has commissioned all of us, his churches, which are lampstands, to wherever we are, to be that light, pointing people to the only hope, the source of life. As the writer of Hebrews said, we who live after the power of an endless life.